Sir, you need to apologize to every woman you see every time you're walking around.
Wow. It's insane. I know.
Literal light bulb moment you just mm-hmm. you just gave me just now. Whoa.
You're welcome. That's what Miranda Moments is all about. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miranda Moments, where I dive a little bit deeper with a guest. And today I am diving in with Monet Exchange. Welcome to Miranda Moments.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I feel like I'm going to get grilled about something.
No, we're going to have a really wonderful conversation about beauty.
Ooh.
Okay. Beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. It offers privilege. It's a billion-dollar industry. It's formulaic yet abstract. So my first question to you is, do you remember the first time that you saw someone or something that made you realize that it was beautiful?
Ooh, I think the first thing I remember seeing that I thought was beautiful was when my grandmother made me cinnamon rolls. I cannot explain to you. I remember seeing these cinnamon rolls and thinking, wow, yeah. Life is truly beautiful. And when I ingested these cinnamon rolls, I was like, oh my God, life is beautiful and it tastes a little bit. That's so strange, but I have always been a little chubby little kid. Cinnamon rolls were my first time I saw true beauty.
How old were you?
I was five.
That's yeah. amazing. Mm-hmm. I love a cinnamon roll.
Love a cinnamon roll.
I mean, they're pretty magical.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they're pretty magical. Beautiful. Yes, exactly.
And then, I mean, again, if I talk about a person, I think for me, someone that I saw and I thought, wow, that is what beauty looks like, was Laura Winslow on Family Matters.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I remember seeing Laura Winslow and watching Family Matters because it would rerun on TV all the time. And I was like, oh my God, wow, she truly is a beautiful person. I remember that perfectly coiffed hair. I was obsessed.
Do you remember the first time that you felt truly beautiful in drag?
Ooh, honestly, I think it do take a lot of nerve to sit down and put on makeup and walk out of your apartment in the Bronx.
Yes.
When I lived in the Bronx. And I was like, you know what? I don't know what these people are seeing. I don't know what these motherfuckers are seeing when they come out. I'm like, I know what I see, and I see a beautiful woman. So I think from the first time I got in drag, I know I didn't look it, but I felt fucking gorgeous. I felt beautiful. I thought I could stop any man on the street by just the showing of an ankle, honey, because I felt stunning.
How do you think that impacted you?
I think that it really empowered me to have the nerve to do drag. Because drag is such a, mm-hmm. It can be such a scary thing. You know, the amount of times I've been, called F-slurs and shit walking around town. And I think knowing to myself, I'm embodying myself right now as the most beautiful version of myself I can be with these 79 pounds of makeup all over my face, shellacked in Sharon Williams. I think that feel truly beautiful right now. So I think that gave me the courage to just stomp down my block in Bronx and just live authentically.
I love that. Yeah. How did you learn how to do your makeup?
Oh my God, trial and error. There's no other way. When I started doing drag, YouTube tutorials were just coming to be popular. Mm. And there was this person, Misty Maven, aka Petrolude, on YouTube. I don't think they do drag or even makeup anymore, but they would have all these YouTube transformation videos of them taking, because they were Mac at one point. And they would be on there and they would do their makeup, and they were much lighter. They were a light-skinned black person, but I would just remember seeing everything all the products they would use, then writing a list down, going to Mac and buying my colors in those things and playing with that. Now, I do that no more because Mac is ridiculously expensive. I do a high and low.
Yeah.
If I do I use Ben Nye foundation, but I may get a nice Dior eyeliner, but I'm not buying all Dior or anything expensive. Yeah. I think that's a big misconception too. People think in order to be beautiful, you have to buy the most expensive products. And it's no, baby.
Yeah.
No, just get what works for your skin.
Drugstore really works
great.
Yeah.
Because I used to use e.l.f. before it was $7. When it was a dollar. Literally everything at e.l.f. used to be a dollar.
Yeah.
And that's what I used to use for a long time. Just dollar store e.l.f. makeup.
I mean, I agree. It can totally be the best. And I feel like when it comes to MAC in particular, MAC was such a staple for so many of us, and kind of the first place I know I landed when I was starting to get into makeup.
Yeah.
But I feel like the MAC makeup counter, people always did me so dirty.
Yeah.
I remember getting my makeup done there for the first time ever for a formal or something, and I hated it. I was are you kidding me? I went and scraped tons of foundation off of my face. And I think it traumatized me to a point of no return because I was like, that's it. I'm never wearing makeup. Yeah. And learning my makeup journey has been difficult because I don't do it very well. Like, I still haven't perfected a cat eye or anything like that.
And I can show you to that, girl.
Okay, teach me.
I got you.
I would welcome it. It's hard, though. Like, if you have, like, a hooded eye or whatever to get that really good.
Yeah.
And I've had it done, like, once or twice where I'm like, correct, that's the look I'm looking like. Yeah. I look actually snatched.
Yeah.
And that's what I want. But I don't know. Makeup is, it's interesting. It's fun to play with.
It is interesting. I also just love how, like, these younger kids are embracing makeup and, like, really bold and really proud of it. Like, I love that we're not acting like makeup is this, like, thing that we do but don't talk about. Like, we talk about it. And I love, that's what I love about the current generation is how we're all embracing makeup.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
So, Monet the performer and Kevin the person.
Yes.
Do they have the same ideas of beauty? Are there differences? Have they kind of merged over time?
You know, so my drag does not come from, it's not like a separate entity. Like, there are queens who, they're one way out of drag, and then they put on a character, and that's their drag. You know, people like Benda LaCreme and other queens, and Jinx Monsoon, like, puts on a character. But for me, like, I am pretty much the same in and out of drag. It's like, I don't, like, this is it in a drag. Like, just in drag, it's where, like, a little more blush, you know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty much the same thing. I don't put on a thing. So I think we have the same ideas about beauty. I mean, if I'm going to, like, an event, I'll do a little light beat. For the most part, I am not putting on any makeup. My freckles have been implanted on my face for the next year. I have those and my little beauty mark. Oh, I got the beauty mark done, too.
It's so cute. I noticed it immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, that's my makeup. And, one thing I did love from RuPaul, I love, 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 and even every day. I didn't do it today, but RuPaul puts on a little mascara, like, just to go out to, like, the supermarket. And
yeah.
I do like doing that sometimes, just to give me, because you have great eyelashes. Lashes, by the way.
Thank you.
Love your lashes.
Thank
but
you.
I am bald lash. If y'all do a zoom in, there ain't nothing on these lashes, girl.
See them.
Girl, they're like
pretty.
They're a wisp of these are concepts of an eyelash I have right now. But yeah, so I like putting a little mascara, but that's what the most glamorous.
Clear mascara or
the black. Yeah, I like a little, and I was like, have you seen the new TikTok viral, like, super volumizing one? Have you seen this?
No.
I think it's Maybelline. They just came out with one. It's in this yellow thing. They only sell it on TikTok right now. And, like, you use it. And honestly, I mean, from the tutorials that I've seen, people are just showing them going into the pot, doing one thing, and, like, the volume.
Does
you
it
get
extend?
On these,
it extends. Like, it has, like, the little pieces in it that, like, create that extra
I guess it
extension
has
length?
That. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fierce. Like, you have, like you have 3-on-1 eyelashes just, like, fluttering in the wind.
I mean, I want to see what that is. I have recently, like, when we're doing events or something, we'll do just a little bit of a lash. Like, I don't like wearing a full lash.
Mm-hmm. Just,
so
just on the ends.
Yeah, exactly. To give that little
lift. Yeah, a little lift.
But I have been blessed with good lashes. That has been my thing for sure. Good lashes, good brows. And my dad has, like, the best lashes. And
really?
It's so unfair because, like, he never...
See, my boyfriend has great lashes too, and it's wasted on him because he lives his life as a straight man for 27. He came out at 27.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so he just has, and he is, like, very, like, he is the most. God, it's like constantly teaching him how to be a good gay. But the lashes are, like, wasted on him because he doesn't know. He's like, so he has these beautiful long lashes. He does nothing with them.
Oh, it's
so jealous, you know.
What made you decide to start your beauty company with Bob?
Ooh, BOMO. We thought of BOMO because, you know, makeup is so much a part of what we do.
Yeah.
You know, I every time we get in dry, we do use the makeup. And I love the makeup process. Like, I don't love doing it because sometimes it could take, like, an hour and a half. And I'm like, oh my God, what is my life? But I love the end product. And I love playing with products. I love, like, using little things and trying out a new highlighter, all the things. I love that. I love playing with makeup. And I think that's when we made BOMO. Like, we made a makeup company for people who like to play with makeup and like to experiment, like to put on an eyeshadow that you don't have to put so much primer on for it to show up. Like, you just go in the shadow and use that.
Yeah.
And products that really show up really nicely on melanated skin and skin that was a little different.
How do you feel about representation and inclusivity in the beauty industry?
Oh my God, I think we're getting better. You know, I will say, I think we're getting better. I open TikTok and there's a video of a brand who made a shade range of foundation, and the darkest one is like, you know, lighter than me. And it's like, yeah. Wow, what are you talking about? So, but I think that we are getting better. I think that just like anything, there's always room to grow.
Yeah.
And I think that as brands are being more conscious about who they're putting in ad campaigns, the shades they're choosing, how things look on different skin tones, we're going to get to a better place. But yeah, I think that we can always do a little better.
It's a journey.
It's a journey.
Yeah.
And again, and I think that how a brand reacts is important too. Because when you when you do something like that and you call them out, if they're a brand that like kind of bucks them, like, well, we blah, 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 and they don't really listen to you, I think that's telling. But when you talk to a brand and they say, you're right, we can go darker, and we apologize, and they try to fix it, let's not demonize them for that, right? Like, we someone does something, we call them out, they apologize, then we want to, like, make them social pariahs for the rest of it. It's like, no, like, let them learn from their mistake and try better and be better.
Yeah. Did you ever see that thing on TikTok where there was a makeup line that created a black that was literally like jet black?
Yes, and I saw that one.
Yeah, and that was crazy. And that too was like, now you've gone way too far and like way off a deep end of literally like you've created like the darkest dark color.
That doesn't even exist. And it's like
no, I mean, skin tone.
And like, and y'all, you know this, like the amount of people that had to go through to approve it. How did no one
say this like, is a problem?
Hey.
Yeah.
So then I'm saying, like, were there any black people working in this company? Like,
no.
I don't see a world where there wasn't a black person that was sitting there like, guys, I don't think that exists. So, yeah, I'm like, so stuff like that. I'm like, really? How did no one call this? How did no one see this?
Yeah, so I know. Ready. It's really weird. I say that all the time about how movies get made. I'm like, how did this get made? And how did, like, all of these adults sit down together and think that this was a good idea? Yeah. Like, it makes no sense.
It makes my mind go crazy.
Truly. Your makeup looks and transformations are pretty iconic. And I'm wondering if there is a part of your beauty routine that is a little bit more healing and grounding.
Ooh, healing and grounding.
It doesn't have to just be in makeup. Like, it could be skincare. It could be like a ritual, a bath.
You know, I think that one part of my makeup step that feels really grounding to me is because I'm so new to it was wearing blush.
Ooh.
So for the first, like, 9 years of my drag career. The first, 7 years of my drag career up until I got on All Stars 4, I did not wear blush because I just didn't realize that
the
black people wear blush. I didn't realize. I just didn't know. And then I was on All Stars 4 and I'm doing my makeup and Valentina and Latrice Royale were next to me. And then I'm doing makeup and Valentina goes, it was like episode 3. She's like, mi amor, I need to talk to you. I was like, what's up, girl? She was like, you need blush. And I was like, what? She's like, I cannot continue to sit and watch you do your makeup without blush. You look dead. And I was like, what? And I was like, Valentina. And she pulls out this thing. I was like, girl, I can't wait. I was like, trust me. And I let her put it on me. When I looked in that mirror and saw that blush on my face, I was like, oh my God. I am stunning, but now I am stunning.
Yes.
And then now every time I get, it's the last step I do my makeup. I do all my makeup. I get to the end and I go into that pot. And I put that blush on and that's the point
and
of my makeup.
Come to
I
life.
Like come alive and I'm like, wow, there she is. I missed her.
You know what? I'm kind of the same way. I do my blush last and I always avoided blush because I flush so easily. Mm. I was like, oh, I don't need it. But then I realized I was just like a dead red person. That's like what I was giving. Like, it's just like dead and red. But the blush really does. And it's like my last step and I put a little on.
You put a little on and you just look alive and you look like lovely.
Outside of not wearing blush for as long as you did, do you feel like you have had any other like great beauty fails?
Oh God, there's so many times. I don't know what I was doing because I'm undiagnosed. I have ADD for sure.
Mm.
And sometimes in the makeup process, so many times I think I did the whole thing. Get out to the club, realize I didn't put lashes on. And to you, you're like, oh, but let me tell you something. A drag queen without lashes on, it is shocking. It is jarring. It is a jump scare. And I thought, and I'm like, woo, I am living good. Somebody asked me for a picture. I'm like, show us, take a picture, girl. Look at it. I'm like, oh, God, I don't have lashes on. And then I'm running to the CVS to try to get a cheap little real lady lash to put on my big ass eye, and it doesn't look good. So, yeah, I would forget lashes routinely and look crazy.
Yeah. Nothing. The power of the lash.
The power of the lash. The lash it really transformed the face.
You know, my wife used to wear 2 layers of lashes. Oh, back in her view days, it would shock me because I was like, how can you even see? Like, it's so heavy. And then what her...
There you go. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. And I remember saying to her makeup artist once, can you just put a lash on me so I can understand the feeling? And I was like, I couldn't see shit. I was like, this is crazy. It was, you do it, babes. You wear the drag makeup. First part of my career. Hilarious. When do you feel the most beautiful?
Ooh, I feel the most beautiful... Honestly, when my boyfriend and I were in bed just having pillow talk, it's the end of the night, we're going to bed, and we're just talking about whatever random things happened to us that day or whatever, and just laying on the pillow with, like, my Invisalign and my retainer in my mouth.
You have great teeth.
And thank you. Beautiful retainer teeth. In my mouth, and just sitting there talking about whatever. And, like, because I don't feel anything to feel, to look, or... There,
no pressure.
No pressure. Like, yeah. I just feel weightless. I feel just like, this is you at the end of the day. I'm just sitting there in bed and I feel the most beautiful. Man.
Do you feel pressure to look a certain way since there's so many eyes on you?
Oh God, I do. More so in drag, kind of what we were talking about earlier about like how like, you know, now that, you know, drag is so accessible, like I feel the need to like anytime I go out to make sure like I'm properly corseted and there are no and the skin tone and everything and I have a pedicure because I'm wearing open-toed shoes and
yeah.
Someone would be like,
I know that feeling.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So like I feel that pressure, but out of drag, I really don't. I just kind of, I'm wearing these boxers I got from a place called Lala and Tech, like whatever. I just throw on whatever. But in drag, I feel the pressure to be like.
And I wonder if that is... the feminine or the female experience. Because when you're talking about that, like I feel that pressure. Like I literally went to an event last week and I texted Raven and I was like, I'm wearing open-toed shoes without a pedicure. Is that the most wild thing ever? Like, is it okay? And she was like, that's a wild choice. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. But I literally had to like ask if it was okay to show my bare feet. And granted, like my feet were pedicured. My toes just weren't painted.
You're painted, yeah.
And I was like, that's crazy that that is going through my head and the expectation that I have of myself to like present, you know, a level of attractiveness at all times just because I'm a woman and the pressure that women have. It's interesting that you get to kind of experience both sides of the coin.
Yeah, you just illuminated that for me. Like, I don't, like, everything I just mentioned, you are 100% right. I only think about it when I'm in drag. I don't think about having a pedicure when I'm a boy. I don't think about any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But when I'm in drag, it just like, oh God, I meant to make sure I got
my lashes. Yeah.
Oh my God.
No body hair.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's crazy.
That's how you live all the time?
I mean, yeah, to an extent.
That is so crazy. Sir, you need to apologize to every woman you see every time you're walking around. Wow.
It's insane. I know.
Literal light bulb moment you just gave me just now. Whoa.
You're welcome. That's what Miranda Moments is all about. Now I'm going to read you your Miranda rights, where you have the right to remain silent or you can answer truthfully. Either way, your responses will probably be used against you in the comment section. Guilty or not guilty? You've reused lashes way past their expiration date.
Guilty. The current pair, I've been using them for 2 years.
Guilty or not guilty? You've pretended to text someone to avoid small talk.
Guilty. Yeah, oh, I same. Hate small talk. Only because the conversation is going to mean nothing in the next 24 hours.
Literally. Not even 24. Like, immediately once that's you it. Walk away,
yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
Guilty or not guilty? You've judged someone's character by their eyebrows.
Guilty. Guilty.
Guilty or not guilty? You've clocked someone's lace on stage mid-performance.
Guilty. And the name is Bob the Drag Queen. We did a whole tour, girl.
Bob.
When he wore those gray cornrows when they started back here. And the lace was, Bob is chocolate brown, the lace was black. And I was like, this don't make no sense. Why am I seeing your lace from the balcony?
Hilarious. Guilty or not guilty? You have lip synced like your life depends on it when you know the other queen's wig is already halfway off.
Guilty. 100%.
And our final one, guilty or not guilty. You've taken a selfie 30 times before posting that one.
Guilty.
Me too.
And 30's being generous, girl. I'll give you, look at this camera roll. It's like 70 pictures deep. I mean, like, oh my God, I'll never find the one.
Please, just one. See, and that's the female experience. Just trying to get that one. Monet, thank you for doing this with me. I so appreciate you. Everyone, thank you so much for watching Miranda Moments, and be sure to check out our full episode on Tea Time this Thursday.